This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going to Mars, but first we have to touch down on Psyche, or not. What is Psyche, Bob?
Psyche is a asteroid mission that NASA put together with JPL to take a probe to the asteroid Psyche. They named the probe after the asteroid, so it's, you have to say both. And Psyche is interesting in the asteroid because it's a metal asteroid. It's not a carbonaceous asteroid. So it's not made of soot. It actually has a very high metal content. There's probably as much iron nickel in Psyche that's been mined on the Earth in the entire human history. And they want to go observe it. But here's the problem. They were going to launch this year to arrive in 26. Unfortunately, very close, just over 2 weeks ago, they revealed that the flight software had been delivered late. And they had to test that flight software on a simulation equipment to make sure it would work. And they discovered that the test equipment was not compatible with the software. Something is very not right, rotten in the state of NASA here. So at first they said they're going to delay the launch for 7 weeks to September. They have a launch window that ends October 11th. The mission would get there. It's on the in 26. They fly by Mars once. Well, this week they announced they're not going to make that launch window at all. They're going to have to delay, and they do not know when they'll launch. They have two different possible launch windows next year and in 24, but both will not arrive until 29 or 30, respectively, which means flight time is much longer than it would if they had launched this year. What's disturbing about this, though, is that flight simulators, testbed simulators for flight software, and flight software like this, this is not new stuff. Why this is wrong here is a problem, and it's a quality control problem that should not have cropped up mere weeks before launch, John. I'm going to be tough on them. I don't understand this at all, and it's a real disaster. Psyche, by the way, not launching as scheduled, has done damage to two other CubeSats test missions that were going to launch on the same rocket, and their launch windows now are gone, and they don't know when they can launch, and they don't even know if they can get to their targets anymore because of this. It's a real bad thing.
The Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter has located an impact of a rocket that is identified as Chinese, but the PRC is denying. Is that correct, Bob?
That is correct. The Chinese deny it, and it's possible, there's a chance it isn't the Chinese rocket stage, but we'll have to see. What happened is back in, I don't know, earlier this year, some amateurs had identified an object in space that was going to crash onto the moon in March. And it did crash onto the moon. And before it crashed, they looked at its flight, its orbit, and they said this, and its shape, and they determined this has got to be an upper stage of a rocket that launched from Earth. It's not an asteroid. It's got to be an upper stage. And at first they thought it was a SpaceX upper stage, and they realized it wasn't. And then they said it fit the flight path of a Chinese rocket that launched back, I think, in 14. And it then crashed on the moon in March of 22, and using Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter now, scientists have actually taken a picture of the impact site. The impact site is very unusual because, and I've got a picture on Behind the Black, it's a double impact. There's two craters right next to each other. They overlap. And that suggests that the shape of this stage had, like a dumbbell, had weight on either end or broken to two pieces. And that means that's not like an upper stage impact. There's something going on here they don't understand. And that the Chinese are denying it suggests to me there's a reason they're denying it. And the impacts tell us why, John, but not specifics.
Perseverance on the surface of the planet Mars begins a climb to where, Bob?
This is its beginning of its long climb, just like Curiosity. They land in a crater, and they're going to climb up a mountain or up onto the rim, because as they climb, they see new layers of geology. It's now starting to climb up the delta that flowed into Jezero Crater. I've got a wonderful picture looking down from that climb. They're not very high up, but this is the beginning, John, and everything worked well.
Oh, look at the dust, Bob. It's just building dust. How long does that dust storm last? All winter?
Well, it's not an actual storm. This is winter dust. And on Mars, in the winter, the atmosphere gets dusty. And so you're just seeing winter dust in the atmosphere. It's not a dust storm.
It looks, it makes it look more earthly when it's covered with that with that film across the highlands on the other side. What is that, the other side of the crater?
Because it makes the atmosphere seem thicker than it is.
Yes.
That's basically what's happened.
Every time you put an image up, Bob, I just am reminded how I wish I had another 100 years, because we're going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
And walking on that landscape. Wow. Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Paschal.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,